One of the books that I read that I really enjoyed is called Eating My Words by Mimi Sheraton. Mimi Sheraton lived in New York City, and she was a restaurant critic, and she worked mostly for the New York Times. And she tells about the different things that happen in restaurants. She not only rated the food, but she rated the service, and she rated the atmosphere in the restaurant, and how she was treated when she made reservations, really everything to do with the restaurant, not just the quality of the food or the uniqueness of the food. And she tried to be unknown, although restaurants that had just started out, they really looked for people like her. They wanted to know when a critic was in the restaurant, and she actually observed how things would be different if she was known, and they would bring her better dishes. And she also put that in her reviews, because when she was there as an unknown person, she got different types of service. And it's very interesting. This lady was a little bit egotistical, and she was a bit of a food snob, but I found it very interesting how she did her work. And one of the pitfalls, she said, of being a restaurant critic is she ate out absolutely all the time. She and her husband ate out every day of the week, and she said that one of the drawbacks of the job is that you tend to put on weight. Again, the name of this is Eating My Words by Mimi Sheraton. Another book that may not appeal to a lot of people, but I found it very interesting, is called My Little Red Book by Rachel Cotter Nailbuff. And this lady got a compilation of people writing about when they first had their first menstruation. And it sounds like it might be a gross book, but it's actually very interesting how our culture is, and how the culture is in other countries about this rite of passage for young women. Again, the name of this is My Little Red Book by Rachel Cotter Nailbuff. We have a new book for anyone who is a photographer. It's called Captured by the Light, The Essential Guide to Producing Extraordinary Wedding Photography by David A. Zisser. And this book is full of absolutely beautiful photography for weddings. And what I liked about it was the author had lots of ideas about how to pose the wedding party, how to pose the bride, how to get the right lighting. He is a well-known wedding photographer, and you'll see from the pictures in the book that this man deals with people who have a lot of money. But I like that he had unique ideas for getting backgrounds and getting the light just right. And again, the name of that is Captured by the Light, The Essential Guide to Creating Extraordinary Wedding Photography by David A. Zisser. One book that came highly recommended and the library got it is called Painful Yarns by Lorimer Mosley. This man has done a lot of work with people who have chronic pain and how they can deal with the chronic pain and get on with their lives. It's very interesting. He tells little stories so that you get an idea of what it's like dealing with chronic pain and how to overcome it. He has done extensive research in this, and these stories are very amusing, and you will learn a lot about dealing with pain from this book. It's called Painful Yarns by Lorimer Mosley. An old-fashioned story that I really liked is Storm Swift by Madeline Brent. And this takes place years ago in Afghanistan, or and its bordering countries. And it's about a young woman who is captured by a tribe, an Afghan tribe, and taken to live in their village. She is English, and she has had a very refined upbringing. She was, I believe, 13 when she was captured, and she was not used to anything. She was very spoiled and rich, and she never did anything for herself. Her father was in the diplomatic corps, and they had servants for everything. When she was in this tribe, she had to do a lot of the, actually, she had to do all the chores, and she eventually winds up working for a man who is a doctor, and he teaches her about herbal medicines, and she learns a lot. I won't give away the story, but it's very intriguing, and there's a little bit of romance involved. And again, the name of this is Storm Swift by Madeline Brent. If you're planning a trip to Disneyland, I highly recommend the book Unofficial Guide to Disneyland 2010 by Bob Selinger. This man and his colleagues went to Disneyland many, many times, and what they do is they rate the rides, they tell you how to get the best out of your time. Say you only have one day to go to Disneyland, and they have it mapped out which rides you should go to and at what time, and what restaurants are good, and all the different services that are available at Disneyland. For example, if you're handicapped, what rides you can go on, and wheelchair access. It's funny because they have comments from people who have read the books in the past, and one man said he thought it was absolutely too regimented, and he was surprised that the author didn't tell him when he would have time to go and use the restroom. But actually, this is a very well-written book, and you can learn a lot from it. It not only talks about Disneyland, but it also talks about California Adventures, which is right next door, and Downtown Disney, which is shops and restaurants that are very close there to Disneyland. One of the things that he talks about is ways to save money. For example, if you're staying in one of the hotels, he recommends that you get a cooler and have breakfast in the room, and how that would save you money. Again, the name of this is The Unofficial Guide to Disneyland 2010 by Bob Selinger.